Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to celebrate some American successes and big successes in countries that aren't on the front line necessarily in Ukraine, Russia. Talking about victories in South Korea, which are very important, where a pro-American candidate won a very close election, but the other guy has conceded graciously, which is a positive development for the United States, a very negative development for China, for Russia, and certainly for North Korea. Where the surrender caucus in South Korea seems to have lost a step. There's also news from Turkey, not just the meeting between the foreign ministers of Russia and Ukraine, but also a top-level meeting involving the president, not the prime minister, the president of Israel, and the rekindling of a warm relationship, positive relationship between Turkey and Israel is a very positive development, in part influenced by the revelations that everybody can take away from the ongoings and the front lines of Ukraine. There was a member of Congress, believe it or not, and we'll tell you who it is a little bit later, who has attacked a thug in this fight that is going on for the future of humanity, really, which is what the Ukraine war is. Who's the thug? According to this congressman, it's Zelensky. And the congressman is also House of Representatives member, condemned Zelensky's government, the Ukrainian government, legally elected, and a landslide, by the way, condemned that government as incredibly evil. It is unbelievable to me that any Putin sympathizer could continue to hold office in the United States of America, but we will get to that. Speaking of holding office, Kamala Harris in Poland mostly stayed on script, but not entirely. We will get to that. We will also go to a Biden decision to provide $6.2 billion in the midst of all of this in student loan relief. Is that a positive idea? And then a series of crimes in New York blamed on anti-Asian bigotry and prejudice and hate crimes, but actually they are representative of another deeper problem, particularly when combating crime and the deterioration of urban life in America. We will get to that as well. And we'll be talking about social justice comes to the lingerie market. That's right, reconsidering the position among big corporations of Victoria's Secret. And speaking of big corporations, Burger King just followed the example of McDonald's and is pulling out of Russia. And Goldman Sachs is pulling out of Russia, cracking down. There have now been 100 major U.S. corporations among the Fortune 500 who have canceled their operations in Russia. And what does this mean? How does this work? We'll be talking to former presidential aide to President Clinton, Lanny Davis, coming up on this edition of the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first of all, Kamala Harris held a press conference in Poland where she was meeting with President Duda. And I actually watched the whole thing, and most of it, when she was going off script, was grading on a curve compared to other events in which she's participated. It was pretty good. It was very solid. The one thing that was most important was affirming that the United States is going to draw a line with its fellow NATO partners, that we will not tolerate any variation from Article 5 of the NATO Charter, which provides mutual defense, that the United States will consider it an attack on the United States if there is any attack on Poland or Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, any of our NATO partners that have been established there. But when she was talking a little bit about the atrocities that have been committed most recently, and of course the administration needs to talk about this, because anyone can understand, someone can pretend that this is just normal life, but when you are exploding a bomb in a maternity hospital and pregnant women, who in some cases are in the course of delivery, are forced to run for their lives from the destruction on a hospital, it's an extraordinarily evil representation of what this war is about on the article on the part of Vlad the Mad. But this is the way that Kamala Harris presented the atrocities at her press conference in Warsaw today. Clip 6.
The UN has set up a process by which there will be a review and investigations, and we will, of course, participate as appropriate and necessary. But we all watched the television coverage of just yesterday. That's on top of everything else that we know and don't know yet. Based on what we've just been able to see, and because we've seen it or not doesn't mean it hasn't happened. But just limited to what we have seen.
Uh-huh. And I understand what she's trying to say, and there is a great deal that we have seen, but I'm sure the U.S. government, which has to be monitoring the situation in Ukraine closer at first hand, must know even more. Vice President Harris, representing the United States in Europe in a crucial negotiations about those MiGs, negotiations that have been pretty messed up by the Biden administration, but she does say there needs to be further investigations, and of course she's right. This is clip 7.
Pregnant women going for health care? Being injured by, I don't know, a missile, a bomb? In an unprovoked, unjustified war, where a powerful country is trying to take over another country, violate its sovereignty, its territorial integrity, for the sake of what? Nothing that is justified or provoked? Absolutely there should be an investigation. And we should all be watching. And I have no question the eyes of the world are on this war and what Russia has done in terms of this aggression and these atrocities. I have no doubt.
Okay, and finally, there was a little bit of an awkward laugh when she began talking about the refugee crisis. Clip 14.
Is the United States willing to make a specific allocation for Ukrainian refugees? And for President Duda, I wanted to know if you think, and if you asked the United States to specifically accept more refugees.
Okay. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Okay, okay, so this time.
Here's the president.
Madam, the situation is very complex.
Yes, the situation is very complex. We'll try to make it more clear cut as we go along. And we'll also be speaking coming up to Adam Smith, who is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, a pro-defense Democrat. And everybody has to be pro-defense now. It's so obvious we need enhanced spending on our protection. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the things that we have been sort of joking about behind the scenes, and there's very little that is worth joking about concerning the horrors of this war, and with going on 2 million refugees. And by the way, to answer that question that Vice President Harris didn't answer in the clip we just heard. Yes, the United States is providing a great deal of money. I believe it's about $2 billion that we're authorizing to Poland to help Poland and settle some of these Ukrainian refugees. And there are over 1.5 million refugees into Poland alone, plus additional refugees going to Romania, to Hungary, to the Czech Republic, to Germany, to Israel, and many other places around the world that aren't that nightmare nation right now of Russia, the Russian Federation. One of the things that I mentioned that we do joke about is they must have in Russia, either unofficially or officially, a minister of propaganda, because they have to get their message out there. Whoever that is should probably lose his job, because when you talk about everything you could do to alienate humanity, I think that bombing a maternity hospital would be pretty high on the list. And there's been no explanation of it, really. I mean, certainly no defense of it. How do you defend it? And there's something else. They have tanks, obviously. There are a bunch of the tanks that, with the help of Javelin missiles and their own courage and ingenuity, the Ukrainian freedom fighters have been able to take out in Russia. But there are a bunch of other tanks, and you can see them on video, where they're flying not the Russian flag, but the old communist flag of the Soviet Union, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Now, this is completely bizarre, because if you're trying to make the case that, no, this is not an imperialist war, Russia had to go to war to protect its own borders from the aggression of Ukraine or the evil neo-Nazi government, which has, by the way, not just a Jewish president, it has a Jewish defense minister, too. They're not Nazis. And the idea that they are now flying the old Soviet Union flag, what that goes to is obviously, what has Putin gone to war for? It's to, quote, make Russia great again, you'll pardon me. But the idea that Russia gave up 15 of the Soviet Socialist Republics when the Soviet Union broke apart. And the reason for that was every one of those republics, including Ukraine, had overwhelming majorities of people who didn't want to be part of the failed old collapsing Soviet Union. And all of them, except for Belarus, have established some distance from what's left of Russia. And to be flying Soviet flags on the way to trying to conquer Ukraine, Ukrainians have historic memory, and they do, and Kyiv is filled with statues from the Ukrainian past, but certainly everyone in Ukraine can remember that these are the same Russians, this is the same flag which deliberately starved to death at least 7 million people in what has been called the Ukrainian Holocaust, the Holodomor. And that killed Ukrainians of every ethnicity and every background, including Russian speakers who were then living in Ukraine. I mean, the entire insanity of flying that flag on your tanks as you're rolling in to try to conquer the country, what are they going to do with it if they occupy Kyiv? And this is one of the things that a number of people have pointed out, including President Zelensky. They are not giving up. And the number of troops and resources that Russia would have to bring in, if, God forbid, there is some puppet government set up there, there will be resistance. There will be an ongoing insurgency against them. So how do you defend this idea of flags flying on Russian tanks? I was looking around and sort of stumbling around as I do, because I'm not an expert, I'm not great at handling the internet. However, this morning, very early, the first thing I saw was an English language Indian as in the nation of India, English-speaking news channel, which is called Republic Media Network. Beware, Republic Media Network is pro-Putin. And I thought I was watching originally Russia Today, except for the Indian accents. It featured a retired major general who gave the following defense of the indefensible Russian invasion. Just the way that a propagandist would. Clip 27, listen.
As a defense analyst, how I look at it is that Putin never ever wanted to invade, so to say, Ukraine. He never wanted to attack. All he wanted was that Ukraine should not enter the NATO. And he did not want anything new. We just heard the clips of Director Burns, and whatever we've been seeing on the television is basically the Western media propaganda and whatever the Western media is saying. What is happening from the Russian side is very little that is coming out in the public domain. And what information we have is that on the eastern side in the DPR and LPR area, the neo-Nazis, the Ukrainians, are playing hell into the Donetsk people and the civilians of Luhansk, where hundreds are dying there. They're attacking, they're massacring those people. All that is not coming into the news.
And all of that is not true. There is no news agency other than Russia Today and Sputnik and Pravda that is reporting that there are massacres going on right now in Lugansk and Donetsk. For one thing, that those are the areas where, if there are massacres, they're being perpetrated by the Russian troops. And the idea that this would be broadcast in India, this explains why it is that India is one of the major countries that has been least willing to condemn the profound Russian evil. Look, this is one of those things where if there is one lasting positive in this entire tragedy, this entire catastrophe of the invasion of Ukraine, it's been to delineate good guys and bad guys pretty dramatically. And good guys are people in the United States who favor a stronger American defense. They include Congressman Adam Smith, who has joined us before. He's a Democrat. He's the chair of the Armed Services Committee. What's the future bring? We'll talk to him coming up.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During an interview this morning on Fox Business, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich slammed the Biden administration for turning to foreign countries to import oil amid record high prices and believes the United States is drifting toward nuclear war.
Why would you take oil from Venezuela but not from Texas? Why would you take natural gas from Iran but not from Oklahoma? I mean, Putin has engaged in actions that are clearly war crimes. They're getting worse. He's getting bolder as he gets more desperate. And frankly, I think we're drifting towards an enormous danger of nuclear war.
And if you're heading out on a trip, the Transportation Security Administration is extending the mask mandate on public transportation until April 18th. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will work with government agencies to help inform a revised policy framework for when the mask rules can be lifted during this time. You've made it to Thursday, and the weekend is almost here. This is USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show, I am always honored to welcome one of the senior members of the House of Representatives, who is a chair of the all-important House Armed Services Committee. He represents the state of Washington. He is a Democrat. I think it's fair to say he is a pro-defense Democrat, which is very important right now. Adam Smith. Adam, I understand you have just been traveling abroad. Where were you exactly?
I was in Poland and Estonia, and then I was in Munich for the Munich Security Conference, and then stopped in London on the way back with, you know, very much the focus on Russia and what was going on in Ukraine. I got back just before literally the day before the invasion started.
Well, and with that perspective, isn't it amazing, and it has impacted the United States House of Representatives, has it not? The idea of coming together and people unifying across political lines to defend decency against this Russian tyrant and the invasion he ordered.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many pieces to the story, the biggest piece just being the human catastrophe that Putin is, you know, just throwing down on the people in Ukraine. I was in Ukraine last August, and it's, you know, it's a great country. It's democracy. It's, you know, its economy's moving forward. They've got a people who are trying to move forward in the right direction. And what Putin is doing is just a brutal atrocity. The other two big things. One, you know, it's sort of the end of the post-Cold War era. I mean, I think we all hope that after the end of the Cold War, a community of nations would come together and resolve our differences peacefully in a rules-based international order. Well, Putin and to some degree Xi at the same time in China, but Putin has clearly and unequivocally smashed that. But the other big piece here is the nations that are in favor of that more peaceful globe, have come together now like never before. I mean, think of the things that we were bickering about before this happened, between Germany and us, between Germany and France and the UK, Southern European states and East. Well, we are united now, and we have a big task ahead of us.
And concerning something where your committee is going to be crucial and your leadership is going to be crucial, there is a growing consensus in the Congress, is there not, that we need to provide better funding and better support for armed services?
Absolutely. And as you mentioned in your previous question, there's bipartisan support on this. There's an understanding of the threat, and we've really come together on that. We passed a significant aid package for Ukraine yesterday, about $11 billion to pass on a bipartisan basis in the House. The Senate's going to take it up shortly. But yes, without question. And look, I mean, the biggest thing when I was in Poland and Estonia, and I've been in Lithuania and Romania and Ukraine before that, Eastern Europe is the best advertisement you could have for economic and political freedom. Look at what they were under the Soviet Union, either as a Soviet Socialist Republic or as part of the Warsaw Pact. And look what they are now. You know, they have freedom, they have strong economies, they have strong democracies, and they want us to protect them. They're part of NATO. And Putin has made it clear that we are going to have to step up our efforts if we are going to deter further aggression by Putin and Russia. And yes, there is strong bipartisan support for that, without question.
The ban on oil, which I believe the Congress is voting for even after the decision made by the Biden administration, you believe that is the right thing to do and will have an impact?
I do. Look, the bottom line, essentially, I was just reading an article before I came on here about, you know, McDonald's, amongst others, have pulled out of Russia.
Burger King today.
Yeah. It bookends from when McDonald's got into Russia in 1990 and how it was a symbol of, you know, Gorbachev wanting to pull them into the rest of the world. Well, Putin has decided to pull them back, and I think we have to make him pay that price. And that means the strongest economic sanctions. Professor, you cannot be part of the club in the world if you do something like this. And I think we need to use all of our economic might available. I also think we need to put pressure on China, because China's, you know, kind of trying to have it both ways, acting like they're appalled by what's happening in Ukraine, at the same time supporting Russia, supporting their propaganda in some instances, and certainly supporting them economically. And make no mistake about it, you know, China also wants to smash that consensus of a more peaceful, rules-based society. Knock on wood, thus far, not in the same aggressive military way that Putin has, but in a way that threatens it nonetheless.
Should we be able to find a way to get those Polish MiGs that President Zelensky of Ukraine wants? Should we be able to get those aircraft to the Ukrainian government?
I don't think that's the most crucial issue, in that, you know, it's a few fighter jets. You know, they have to be able to have a place to take off and land. You have to do the maintenance. What's really helping Ukraine right now, well, the biggest thing that's helping them is their spirit, their will, their unwillingness to be conquered and their willingness to fight. But it's the anti-tank, anti-aircraft weapons that have been provided to them by us and countless other countries as well. You know, but in many cases, those are shoulder operated, you know, easily movable, don't have to have an airport, don't have to have a lot of maintenance. And we saw this video, actually, that I think has been circulating now of an attack on a Russian tank column with those types of weapons. It has been incredibly effective. Jet fighters are a more complicated weapon, and Russia still has air defense systems at their disposal. So the benefit of them to the fight is limited, and the risk is great. And if we are having, you know, fighter jets take off from NATO countries and bombing Russians, that gets us close to the line. And look, my position, I want to help Ukraine in every way we possibly can without directly going to war with Russia. Because if we directly go to war with Russia, the suffering and the pain expands exponentially and unpredictably to a lot of other places. And that's the balance we're trying to strike. So within that, you know, the fighter jets are not crucial. If there's a way we can get them to them, I'm in favor of doing it. I certainly think we should continue to pursue it. But I think those other weapons right now are more important to the fight.
Your esteemed colleague, Marjorie Taylor Greene, would like to see the government shut down, our government, in order to unseat Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. I assume you don't favor the U.S. government shutting down at this particular point in history?
I doubt. And I think, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene represents an extreme fringe of the Republican Party that I hope Republicans will want to expunge as much as anybody else.
This Republican certainly does.
Yeah, and believe me, I know we have extremes on our side as well. But there's a consensus in the middle here, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is not part of it. She doesn't want to, you know, support what we're talking about. She wants to tear down the government. I mean, keep in mind, this is the one who was talking about Jewish space lasers starting the fires in California. She's not operating on the same plane of reality as the rest of us, and we should not follow her lead on just about anything.
I very much appreciate it. What is the most important item of priority in building up our defenses, Navy or Air Force or ground force resources?
Well, the easiest way, I've come to sum it up in two words, information and survivability. The most important thing is in developing better information systems so that all of our systems can communicate with each other in real time and in a way that makes sure that the person who needs to see what they need to see sees it immediately and that we can protect those systems. That's the biggest way that China is currently making us vulnerable. They have cyber capabilities. They have anti-satellite capability that can shut everything down. So we need to protect that. Better use new technologies like AI and machine learning in order to make those systems work better. And then we got to have survivable platforms. We have a lot of big platforms that couldn't necessarily survive in a contested environment. And that's okay if we have ways to protect them, if we have missile defense, if we can shut down, use our own cyber capabilities to shut down the information systems of an adversary. So information and survivability, and that's across services. That's Air Force, that's Navy, that's Army, that's the Space Force. I mean, protecting our satellites is probably as important as any, you know, ship, tank, or plane that we're going to build.
Fabulous insights. And Congressman Smith, Adam Smith of the state of Washington, continue your great work for our country and always appreciate your perspective. We will be right back with a very different perspective coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Show some very novel news. The news of Nancy Pelosi actually making a proper decision, and she's being ripped by the left. Just ripped by the left. She decided it was more important to get emergency aid to our allies and to the heroic forces who are fighting for decency and justice and freedom in the Ukraine, to get that support secured and on the way and helping the Ukrainian freedom fighters. That was more important than adding on new COVID relief money here in the United States, when they haven't even given a full accounting for the COVID relief money that's already spent. And all of this has to be done because there was a threat of the government shutting down tomorrow. That has been avoided. And good for Speaker Pelosi in being willing to take tough commentary from Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and their like, but being willing to take that kind of criticism in order to make a sensible deal. But somebody who does not want to be any part of that, because she believes that the government really should shut down at this time of emergency. That is a congresswoman from Georgia, the gentle lady Marjorie Taylor Greene, who had this to say. It's clip 15.
Other votes we have today is the oil ban for Russia. We have a temporary spending bill that keeps the government's lights on until Tuesday. I don't think the government deserves to keep its lights on. I think the government should be shut down, especially when they're sneaking bills through in the middle of the night. This is completely wrong. Nancy Pelosi should be completely unseated as Speaker of the House. Who can honestly tolerate this type of treatment? And she works for the American people and the American tax dollars. So I'm completely disgusted and appalled, and I wanted you to know, I want everyone to know, this is the thing, these are the things that happen here, and I'm upset, I'm angry, and I'm angry on behalf of all of you, and I hope you're angry too, because this place is broken. I mean, they're literally sneaking through massive spending bills with awful things in them in the middle of the night. Okay, please hit share and let everyone know exactly what they're doing.
Okay, and what they're doing in supporting Ukraine. She's also expressed doubts about that. She's basically defended Putin as much as any member of Congress has, or any American politician. But speaking of defending Putin, who do you think is more of a thug? The two Vladimirs. Volodymyr Zelensky, is he a thug? Or is the thug Vladimir Putin? A unique response on that from another colleague of Marjorie Taylor Greene, U.S. Representative Madison Cawthorn, who is a Republican from North Carolina, who, honest to God, is a frankly a disgrace to the Republican Party and to the House of Representatives. Here is what he had to say about the nature of the Ukrainian resistance to Putin's aggression. Clip 55.
So they can defend themselves better, but remember that Zelensky is a thug. Remember that the Ukrainian government is incredibly corrupt and is incredibly evil and has been pushing woke ideologies and really just the new woke world
Okay, the Ukrainian government is incredibly corrupt and incredibly evil and has been pushing woke ideologies. Is that what this fight is about? The idea that Madison Cawthorn, and this, by the way, does not reflect a substantial portion of Republican opinion. There is a powerful piece by Karl Rove today citing a great deal of polling data. I won't bury you in polling data, but 80% of Republicans think we should care about Ukraine and about this fight for freedom. And in fact, there is no real difference on this between Republicans and Democrats in the polling. The number of people who believe we should have nothing to do with stopping the atrocities, stopping the hellish kind of situation where literally they've had 2 million people who have fled their homes and sometimes get fired at while they're trying to flee. It makes no sense at all. President Trump has been fairly quiet on this. He was doing an interview with a podcast yesterday, and this is yesterday. And the former president of the United States was asked, I think, a very pertinent question, which is what happens next in Ukraine? And what is the result of the current tensions going to be for Ukraine? He gave an extraordinarily original answer. Listen.
What do you see happening next then? Because it seems like the tensions are high. How does this all end? Is this going to be like a long-term thing? How do you see it unfolding?
Well, I said this a long time ago. If this happens, we are playing right into their hands. Green energy, the windmills, they don't work. They're too expensive. They kill all the birds. They ruin your landscapes. And yet the environmentalists love the windmills. And I've been preaching this for years. The windmills, and I had them way down. But the windmills are the most expensive energy you can have, and they don't work. And by the way, they last a period of 10 years, and by the time they start rusting and rotting all over the place, nobody ever takes them down. They just go onto the next piece of prairie or land and destroy that. It's incredible that they want it. But other forms of green energy, they don't have the power to power our factories. They're extremely expensive. And I preached loud and clear to Angela Merkel, you are making a tremendous deal by making this deal with Russia, with Nord Stream 2. And until I came along, nobody knew what Nord Stream 2 was, and you guys know that. I was telling her loud and clear and publicly. And in fact, I sent her something as a little gift. It was a white flag. It was a flag of surrender. She said, but what is this? I said, that's a flag of surrender. So that when Russia gets hostile, which they have. I mean, if you look at a history of a couple of hundred years with Germany and Russia, has not been exactly pretty, whether it's World War I, World War II. Take a look at what's gone on. I sent her the white flag of surrender because she said it was 45%. I said it's 75 or 80% of their energy, and I told her that.
Okay. If someone can translate this as to
how this answers the question of what happens next. And I guess he's suggesting that we should make common cause in a war against windmills. Remember Don Quixote? He also had a problem with windmills. By the way, wind energy, I believe President Trump is right in that. It is a not a solution to anybody's energy problems, and certainly not long term. Meanwhile, President Biden, yesterday it was announced that he is going to cancel $6.2 billion of student loans. I decried that the moment I read it, but then when you read in more detail, it's at least a little bit more comprehensible. But basically, there has been for years a part of the federal student loan program where if you are engaged in a public service profession, then you get to have some of your loans canceled. If you're working as a teacher, for instance, or a government employee. And by the way, I don't think that's a terrible idea, but they ought to do the military first, as they tend to. If you sign up for ROTC, for instance, you can, with certain conditions, if you're committed to serving your country in the military after your graduation, your tuition gets paid for, which is a great way to get future officers and leaders in our armed services. It happens with a lot of people in a medical field. But the idea of taking anybody who is a bureaucrat somewhere and saying you're eventually going to get your loans forgiven while other people have paid their loans, this is actually paying off this $6.2 billion in, quote, relief. Is supposed to be paying off people who already had applied for it and had thought they deserved it because of their public service. It does seem to me that at a time when defense considerations and security considerations and crime rate considerations are so crucial, that emphasizing giving back money on student loans from which people are presumably already benefiting, that seems to be a lower priority in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.